Lee, you're from here, so you know everyone's talking about the trade of Braylon Edwards. What do you think about that?
Well, it was shocking to us here. You never know what's really going on and, you know, with certain teams, but to hear a move like that was definitely surprising for us here.
On another note, what is it about, do you like the no huddle? I mean, when it works, obviously it's not working too well right now, but what are the advantages you see in it?
Well, the advantage is, you know, we're able to dictate tempo a little bit more with the no huddle. So, you know, it's our first year running it, so, you know, it's been some ups, been some downs with it. But, you know, as the season is progressing, I think we're getting better with the, you know, the things that need to make it work. So, you know, we're just working on that day in and day out and, you know, hoping that, you know, things get better as we go.
When it was introduced to you guys, did the coach show you old film of the Jim Kelly days?
Yeah, basically. I mean, we've all seen them. I mean, we've seen clips of it and how they did it and things like that. But it's a little different now. So, just the general logistics of, you know, how they want to run it and things are the same. But, you know, some of the things are a little different.
Ali, in this day and age, kids that grow up in particular cities don't necessarily root for that particular team, but I'm curious as to whether you were a Browns fan growing up here.
I was a big Browns fan. I mean, all my family's Browns fans, a lot of friends still Browns fans, so everybody back home is, you know, still pretty much Browns fans, but, you know, me personally, I mean, they still, you know, cheer me on and, you know, converted a few of them over to Bills fans, but a lot of my friends still Browns fans.
Hey, Lee, what was your initial reaction when you guys got T.O., and then how has he been? Has he been any different than you envisioned?
Well, my initial reaction was I was shocked, you know, but it was in a good way, definitely. And, you know, I didn't really know, you know, what to expect with him coming or whatnot. I mean, you hear things in the media, but from, you know, talking to people who played with him, you know, it was a far different, you know, perception that they were given. So, but, you know, with him being here, it's been great. You know, I mean, he's obviously, you know, things are tough when you're not winning, but, you know, he's been a good teammate. You know, somebody who I've learned some things from, and, you know, just, you know, it's really been a good relationship.
Have you seen a huge difference in how you're covered with him on the other side?
A little bit, yeah, definitely. Definitely, I think, you know, sometimes, you know, I'm able to get just man coverage. And, you know, when we get looks like that, then, you know, we have to take advantage of it and vice versa for him. So, you know, it is a little bit different now. And I think, you know, with our running game has also been a help for that.
I was just curious, when you met him, were you wondering what's this going to be like as far as, you know, just his off the field and all that huge persona that he brought with him?
I mean, you just never know. I mean, obviously, I mean, I was curious, but you just never know, and you gotta take it for what it is. You know, he does do a lot off the field, you know, with the media and the community, things like that. So, it's certainly good for him, but, you know, for me, it was just, you know, how can we work together on the field? And from day one, it's been a good relationship.
You did say you could learn from him. You're talking about football things?
Yeah, definitely.
Could you give me an example of something that he might have taught you or helped with?
Well, I mean, you know, the way he runs routes and the way I run routes is completely different. So, you know, watching him practice, you just, you know, you see something that's a little different from yourself. And, you know, just that alone is a teaching tool, and, you know, how he deals with press and things like that. So, and just talking to him about, you know, experiences that he's had, you know, playing with the 49ers and with the Eagles and things like that. So, just getting a little more football insight from somebody who's been around the league for a long time.
Oh,
Lee, is it frustrating with the weapons you have? You mentioned T.O. yourself, and, you know, you mentioned the running game, the weapons you have, and to see the offense, you know, for whatever reason, failing to score points?
Absolutely, absolutely, because, you know, I feel like we have a much better team and or offense than we've displayed the last couple of weeks. So we just got to find a way to get on the same page and make the plays when they come to us.